Welcome back to our Tiger Coach Show. Coach Jack Bangers, the Tigers, getting ready to host Omaha Brownell Talbot Friday night. Coach, OBT coming in here. They lost last week to Omaha Concordia, 36-14. What do you know about the Raiders coming in here Friday night?
Defensively, they're going to be similar to Palmyra. They run a 3-4. I don't think they have quite the speed that Palmyra had, and probably not the size, at least on film from what we saw. The nice thing is now we have a film of them this year, so we can go off of it. Offensively, they run some kind of funky formations, and with as many new guys as we have on defense, we're taking a lot of time to make sure they know how to adjust to it. So it's going to be an interesting contest for us. I think a lot of it's going to be mental, just making sure that guys do their assignments. Feel good about our offensive line moving in. We lost one of our offensive linemen for 2 weeks, but Elijah Layden's going to step in. So I got the two Layden brothers playing guard for us, which is kind of fun for them. We'll get to start here the next 2 weeks. And Elijah looked really good in practice and really has had a good fall and summer. I don't feel like we're gonna get hurt. Up front, our front has really been our strength. Going back through the film, I thought the offensive line played well, which you would expect with that many seniors. But Caleb Offner came in and really had a good game for his first 11-man game. He's only been with us since July 1st, so we feel like we can do some things up front. And we're moving Gavin to running back for the next 2 weeks, and he looked good in practice. But these next 2 days of practice are going to be huge. But we're going to have to really lock in to get this win this week.
How are you and your coaching staff at playing chess? Because you've got a lot of players to move around.
Yeah, we're going to look a lot different. As of right now, Jacoby's going to be starting at quarterback for us, and that hurts us because he's probably our best blocking receiver we have. He's our tight end. Got good hands. Even though he dropped one in the game, I can say that because I'm his dad. So he can't do that. But then he goes and makes the hardest catch of the game. So, it's one of those deals where, moving him to quarterback hurts our team, not because he can't play quarterback, but because we lose him in that spot. Gavin moving to running back this week is going to be a big change. He's never done it, but he's an athlete. And like I said, maybe our best football player, top to bottom. Now, there is a chance Blakely could play. We just don't know. Obviously getting Blakely back is huge because that puts Jacoby back in his spot. But then we're leaning on a freshman, Kaysen Davis. He's a big kid. He wants to be a good player. It's just hard for a freshman. There's a lot going on, a lot he's got to process. But he'll play in some sets for us when we need a down tight end. And then we're asking guys like Kate Cottle, who's a senior, to play some offense where he's been mostly a defensive player for us. Bodie Jones, one of the smartest kids on the team, is going to have to step up, and he's a captain. He'll do a great job for us. So just been, I'm earning my money. Our coaches are earning their money. This is what we get paid to do, and it's kind of fun in terms of, okay, who can we get ready, and can we continue to get it done and ride out this rough patch and hopefully get through it, because it's only going to make us better in the end.
That's right. All you high school football coaches are severely overpaid. So,
Oh, yeah, exactly. We do it for the money, let
That's
me tell
right.
you.
Absolutely.
The money and the prestige, let me tell you.
Coach, we're going to call it good. Good luck to the Tigers tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, John. Take care.
That's our Tiger Coaches Show for this Friday.